So just a little bit of an introduction, a little bit of a background to some of the controversial Eruvin that came about over the last few centuries. And again, it starts very much from Eruvin, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Reb Chaim Volozhiner had a Talmud who was known as the Mishkan Es Yaakov. The Mishkan Es Yaakov was a Rav in Karlin. He was a Litvisher Rav of Karlin. He was born in the year 1780. He passed away in the year 1844. He was also the brother of the Keren Ira. And the Mishkan Es Yaakov wrote a letter, which is more of a kuntres than it is a letter, to Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, who was also one of the Gdoilim in Europe in the late 18th century, early 19th century. The Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, of course, was the author of the Shailos HaTshuvos Beis Ephraim, the Mateh Ephraim that everybody learns, Chodesh Elul and Chodesh Tishrei. He's the Yad Ephraim on Shulchan Aruch. He was very close to Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Chsam Sofer. He was Torah V'Gedula B'Makom Echad Ki Yodua. But either way, the Mishkan Es Yaakov sat down and he wrote a letter to the Beis Ephraim, to Ephraim Zalman Margolis. And he told him that, I think it's time that we stand up and we protest and we're moicha against what I believe is blatant Chil Shabbos that's been going on in Klal Yisrael for hundreds of years. There were many, many large cities in Jewish communities that had Eruvin. They would erect Eruvin and people would carry in these very large cities. And the Mishkan Es Yaakov said that he thinks it's 100% wrong. He says he can't be ma'ar of a large city. And he said that even though this is the way it's been, but at the same time it's wrong, and I think we have no choice but to be moicha. And the Mishkan Es Yaakov made his case to Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, that's who he addressed his letter to, explaining why he felt that the concept of being ma'ar of a very, very large city is something that is absolutely positively incorrect. The Mishkan Es Yaakov's letter was very, very long. It touches on the entire Masechtas Eruvin and some. But really, if Baruch HaBakuk V'Amidan Alachas, if you want to really take the tshuva and make a synopsis of it, it really came down to two basic points that the Mishkan Es Yaakov was making, and we'll go through both of them as an introduction, as a precursor to some of the raid that's going to come in Yetz Hashem in the coming days. So today's raid bite is very much an introduction. The first point that the Mishkan Es Yaakov said was, we have a machloikis in Eruv and Daf Chabez and Aleph, a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Pase birois. Their mechitzas. What happens if you make pasei birois and a rishus harabim? And the derech of the rishus harabim is to go through these pasei birois. Is that okay or is it not okay? What's the shayla? They're mechitzas, right? But the rabbin's walking through the mechitzas. Do we say osi rabbim mevatel mechitzas, or do we say loy osi rabbim mevatel mechitzas? And it was a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda said very simply, if the derech of the rishus rabbim went through the pasei birois, he said, kenel etzdadim, you have to have someone standing in front, and he has to direct the traffic in another area. Chachamim may remain tzarech. Why? Because the Chachamim hold that even though the rabbim is going through the pasei birois, loy osi rabbim umavatal mechitzos, and like Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar remarked, kan hoydiyacha koichen shal mechitzos. In other words, we have a machloikas Rabbi Yudin the Chachamim, osi rabbim umavatal mechitzos, or loy osi rabbim umavatal mechitzos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, osi rabbim umavatal mechitzos. According to the Chachamim, loy osi rabbim umavatal mechitzos. Now the truth is, the Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan, who commented that kan hoydiyacha koichen shal mechitzos on the shitas Chachamim of Enei Tzarech, that lo yasi rabim vata mechitzas, the Gemara said that even though Rabbi Yochanan said that, but v'lei lo yisvirle, really he held like Rabbi Yehuda. He held that asi rabim vata mechitzas. How do you know Rabbi Yochanan held asi rabim vata mechitzas? Because Rabbi Yochanan famously said in Masechta Zeirivin that Yerushalayim had a din of a Rishus HaYachid. But the only reason Yerushalayim had a din of a Rishus HaYachid is because dal seisel when nina lo yisbalayla. Because at night they used to close the doors. They used to lock the doors. And because they locked it, albeit at night for a short amount of time, that was enough to say that it can have a din of Rishus HaYachid. But had they never locked the doors, Yerushalayim would have had a din of Rishus HaRabim. Why? Because, presumably, the Rabbim used to walk through Yerushalayim. Problem is, Yerushalayim had mechitzas. There were walls, it was Oymen Merubah Laparetz. Yerushalayim had four mechitzas. Narvas, because the rabbin walked through those mechitzas when the doors were open. You go from in Yerushalayim to outside of Yerushalayim. So Osi Rabbim Umavata Mechitzas. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan clearly holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Osi Rabbim Umavata Mechitzas. Stating that, we had a Gemara earlier on Daf Chof Amar Aleph, where the Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Lozer, Hazoyrek Lebein Pasei HaBirois, if somebody would throw something from a Rishos HaRabim to within the area of Pasei HaBirois, the Halach is Chayev, he would be Chayev. And the Gemara asked the Kasha Pshita, even though when we learned the Gemara, we thought it was a Chiddush, but the Gemara said Pshita, if somebody would throw something from a Rishos HaRabim into Pasei HaBirois, the Halach is, he would be Chayev. And the Gemara came out with Maskana, Erev and Daf Chof Amar Aleph. These are all Gemaras we've learned already. Loit Sricha, Afal Gafte Kabaki Barabim. You want to know what the Chiddush is? The Chiddush is that even if the Rabim are going through the Pasei HaBirois, even then you're going to be Chayev. Why? Kamash Malon, that the halacha is like the Chachamim, the loy asu rabim umavato mechitzas. So Rabbi Lozer and Avchav and Aleph Paskin like the Chachamim, the loy asu rabim umavato mechitzas. So again, in the Mishnah, it's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda is asu rabim umavato mechitzas, Chacham hold loy asu rabim umavato mechitzas. In the Gemara, on Erev and Chav Bezam and Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, asu rabim umavato mechitzas. On Erev and Avchav and Aleph, Rabbi Lozer holds like the Chachamim, so when Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lozer were the Amri Travayu, they both made the same comment, but in terms of what they themselves held, they held differently. Rabbi Lozer said, when Rabbi Yochanan said, it was kan v'loy svirule. So again, it's a machlokes tanoim, Rabbi Yudan the Chachamim, and it's a machlokes amirohim, Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Lozer holds like the Chachamim. Now, based on Chloe Apsak, if we were to stop now and analyze the situation, you have a machlokes Rabbi Yudan the Chachamim. Who do you think you're passing like? The Chachamim. Yochid v'rabim. If you have a machlokes between Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yochanan, who do you think you're passing like? Probably Rabbi Yochanan. First of all, we almost always passing like Rabbi Yochanan. And besides, Rabbi Lozer was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. And being that he was his Talmud, of course, you're passing like the Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan, not like the Talmud Rabbi Lozer. The problem is, over here we have a conflict between the two Kolei Apsak. Because based on the machlokes Rabbi Yudin and the Chachamim, the Halacha should be like the Chachamim, lo yasi rabim vato mechitzas. Based on the machlokes amayroin between Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yochanan, the Halacha should be like Rabbi Yochanan, who held like Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the halacha? Do we paskin asi rabim umavato mechitzas, or do we paskin lo yasi rabim umavato mechitzas? And just to be clear before we go weiter, even though the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah was negeya pasi b'rois, but we saw in the Gemara again and again, it's not exclusive to pasi b'rois. Anytime you have a mechitza that the rabim walks through, is that mechitza a valid mechitza or not? Well, it depends. Asi rabbi mevato mechitza is, then it's not going to be a valid mechitza. Loy asi rabbi mevato mechitza is, that means it's going to be a good mechitza. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud Zayin, Halacha Lamed Gimel, brings the halacha of pasi b'rois. Says the Rambam, Hazorik mirushos rabbi lebein apasim. If somebody would throw something from mirushos rabbi to between the pasim chayev, hoyo v'yesh b'chol zavis v'zavis mechitza gemura, sheyesh b'goy v'asara v'yoyse me'ar ba'al arba, v'arei haribu, anika v'nira v'nasa kol shebin we need the next one. Even if the rabbin were boikin and they were over in between the pasim, the rabbin don't have an ability to be mevatel the mechitzas. So the Rambam sheet is very, very clear. He says pasi b'rois is a mechitza. That we know, the whole perek, oisin pasin. But vafilu ha yirabin boikin vayvin, even if the rabbin were going bein hapasin, still loy batu amechitzas. Varein kachotze sha rabbin boikin vay, vazorkon v'toichon chayev. In other words, the Rambam paskin like the chachamim. That loy osi rabbin mevatel mechitzas. That the pasi b'rois are considered mechitzas, even if the rabbin are going through. And as I state in Kesef Mishnah, that the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Lozer, not like Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because Rabbi Lozer paskin like the Chachamim. And Yochanan k'rabbim, Malachah k'rabbim. So the Rambam shita is like the Chachamim, which is Rabbi Lozer shita, kan v'svirule, that loy osi rabbin mevatel mechitzas. Stating that, even though the Rambam paskin like the Chachamim, if you take a look in the tour in Siman Shin Samech Dalet, the tour brings the shita of the Rosh, which the Beis Yosef says is also the shita of the Rif, who paskined like Rabbi Yochanan, who had paskined like Rabbi Yehuda, that asi rabin umevato mechitzas. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch is very, very clear. The Mechaber in Siman Shin Samech Dalet Siv Katan Bey says, Rishus HaRabim Atzmo, Eina Niteres, if you want to create Mechitzos in a Rishus HaRabim, not in a Mavui, Sheina Mefulish, not in a Mavui Mefulish, not in a Chatzur that's Nifritza, Bimloya, Lamakam Aser, you have a Rishus HaRabim, and you now want to make a Mechitza in a Rishus HaRabim, or you want to make three Mechitzas, or four Mechitzas, you want to close off a Rishus HaRabim, how do you do it? Says the Mechaber, Rishus HaRabim Atzmo, you need doors. And the doors have to be closed at night. Some say doors work, but even then, no, at the very least, it has to be roy for you to be able to close. Who's the Mechaber Paskin like this? Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said that Yerushalayim, which had mechitzas, the only reason it was okay is because the dalsis were ne'ulois, or at the very least, it was ruin for them to be closed. But the Mechaber, like the Tor, doesn't bring the Shita Sarama. Mechaber usually Paskins like the Ram. He doesn't bring the Shita Sarama. Mechaber Paskins, it's very, very clear, it's open shot, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Osi Rabim u'mevato mechitzas. And as a result, if you would have a Rishus Rabim, and you would make a mechitza that doesn't involve doors, that doesn't involve closing the doors at night, if these are mechitzas that people could always walk through, then it wouldn't be considered a valid mechitza. In other words, the Rambam Paskin like the Chachamim, but as it relates to the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, there's one shita, and that is Rabbi Yehuda's shita. It's the shita that Asni Rabin u'mevatel mechitzas. So l'may nafkamina, where would this play itself at halacha l'maisa? It's very, very simple. It's very simple. The most basic way that people make a Reuven today is not by putting up real walls. We don't put up passe birois. What we do is we make tzuras ha-pesachs. That's what we do. You take a pole, and you take another pole, and you put a white string that goes from one pole to the other pole, from sea to shining sea, and this is how you have yourself mechitzas. We make mechitzas today with tzuras ha-pesachs. And a tzuras ha-pesach is a legitimate mechitza. There's no question it's a legitimate mechitza. However, if you're going to have a tzuras ha-pesach, chances are the rabbim are going to be able to walk through the tzuras ha-pesach. So here's the question. Could I be ma'ariv or rishus ha-rabbim with a tzuras ha-pesach? What's a tolin? Tolin the machloek is reviewed in the Chachamim. If you hold osi rabbim u'mevatel mechitzas, then no. Assuming the rabbim is going to walk through this tzuras ha-pesach, which is almost always going to be the case, then it's impossible to take a rishus ha-rabbim, surround it with mechitzas of tzuras ha-pesach, meaning conceptually I could make a rishus ha-rabbim to rishus ha-yachid, Yerushalayim to achiyach. Really it would have been a rishus ha-rabbim, but because there were doors and there were gates around it and they closed it at night a little bit, so that was a reason for it to now become a rishus ha-yachid. So from that standpoint, from the conceptual perspective, of course I could be ma'ariv a rishus ha-rabbim, of course. The question, however, is could I do it with a tzuras ha-pesach, right? This is the question. Not could I be ma'ariv a rishus ha-rabbim, of course I could be ma'ariv a rishus ha-rabbim. The question is could you be ma'ariv it with a tzuras ha-pesach? Why, yeah? Because it's a tzuras ha-pesach mechitza. Why not? Because it's a mechitza that the rabbim is baking by. So it's totally an asi rabbim mevatel mechitza, or loy asi rabbim mevatel mechitza. So at first glance, it's a mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's a mefurish halacha. It's a mechaber in a rechayim, sivin shin samich dalin, siv cotton bays, paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yochanan, who paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that the halacha is net asi rabbim u'mevatel mechitza. And based on this mefurish halacha in Shulchan Aruch, it would seem that it's impossible to be ma'ariv or rishus ha-rabbim with a tzuras ha-pesach. This is the first hanacha. The second hanacha is, what is a rishus ha-rabbim? What is the definition of a rishus ha-rabbim? We know it's not simply a place that a lot of people go, because it could be a carmelist too. What is the definition of a rishus ha-rabbim? So really, the discussion starts with a braisa in the Sechta Shabbos, Davova Min Aleph. The braisa says, Tanu Rabbanan, Dalid Rishuyos Rishabbos. There are four different rishuyos as it relates to Shabbos. Rishus ha-yachid, rishus ha-rabbim, carmelist, u'makim tor. Ezoi rishus ha-yachid, v'chuk, ezoi rishus ha-rabbim. What's the definition of a rishus ha-rabbim? Or what's an example of a rishus ha-rabbim? Sratya. Uplatya gedoyla umevoyes hamifuloshin zuhi rishus ha-rabbim gemura. So the Braisa gives three examples. A sratya is a highway that goes from city to city. A platya gedoyla is a very large plaza where a lot of people, Rashi's loshin is rechava shel ir shesham miskaptzin l'schayra, where a lot of people get together. That's where the shuk is umevoyes hamifuloshin, and the roads that lead up to the highway, the roads that lead up to this platya, this major plaza. Those are examples of a rishus ha-rabbim. But we know the Gemara in different places in Masechta Shabbos and in different places in Masechta Seiruvin give some technical criteria that one has to meet in order for something to be considered a rishus ha-rabbim. And the Mechaber brings all this technical criteria in Hilchas Shabbos in Simon Shin Mem He Siv Katan Zayin. Is that Rosh Hashanah? What's an example of Rosh Hashanah? Says the Mechaber. Ruchovos v'shvakim haruchovim tez zayin amah. Number one, the streets have to be 16 amas wide. Why do they have to be 16 amas wide? Because the definition of a Rosh Hashanah as relates to Shabbos is similar to what the definition of a Rosh Hashanah was when the Yidden were in the Midbar. Carrying is one of the 39 malachas, one of the Lamites malachas. All the Lamites malachas are learnt out from the Mishnah. It doesn't say in the Torah anywhere the Lamites malachas. We only know the Lamites malachas because these were malachas chashuvos when the Yidden built the Mishkan. Where did the Yidden build the Mishkan? In the Midbar. So in order for something to be considered a malacha, it has to be similar to the way it was. So if carrying in Rosh Hashanah is a malacha, it means because there was carrying in Rosh Hashanah in the Midbar, which means that the technical criteria and the technical definition of Rosh Hashanah is similar to whatever the Midbar was. So says the Mechaber, that being then the Midbar, the streets were 16 amas wide. We learned that together in Masechta Shabbos. So too, a Rechayv, that's Rechav, Tezayin Amma, is going to be considered Rosh Hashanah. But if it's less than that, additionally, Ve'ena Makurim, there can't be anything on top of it. If there's any roof, like an overpass that goes over the Rosh Hashanah, that area cannot be considered Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because in the Midbar there were no overpasses. The Ein Lahem Chayma. Additionally, there can't be a wall surrounding the Rosh Hashanah. Or Vafilu Yeshlam Chayma. If there's a wall, Imhei Mefuloshim Mishar Lashar. If you can get from one side of the wall to the other side of the wall, like Yerushalayim, then it would still be considered a Rosh Hashanah. So what are the criteria? Number one, it has to be 16 amos wide. Number two, you have to make sure there's no roof on top. Number three, no wall. Or if there's a wall, it has to be mefulish mishalasha. You have to be able to go from one side of the wall to the other side of the wall. Those are the boxes you have to check off in order for something to be a Rosh Hashanah. And then the Mechaber says, V'yeshayim, there's another opinion that says, kol she'en shishim ribay oivrim bay b'chol yoyim, any Rosh Hashanah. Any area that meets all this criteria, there's a rabban there, it's a stratia, it's a platia, it's mevois ha'mefuloshim. It's 16 amos wide, it's Eina Mekura, and it's Mefulish Mishar L'Shar. Well, there's no wall at all. But you don't have 600,000 people that go through that area. B'chol Yoyin, Eina Rosh Hashanah. It's not going to be considered Rosh Hashanah. Because there's another criteria. You need that 600,000 people should go there. What would be the methodology behind this? Because again, if the definition of Rosh Hashanah is similar to what was in the Midbar, who was in the Midbar at that time? The Yidden. Right? When the Yidden weren't in the Midbar doesn't have a din of Rosh Hashanah. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Tavav Amid Beis, that the Midbar was only considered a Rosh Hashanah when the Yidden were there. Today, if somebody would carry Dalet Amos in a Midbar, he would be Chayef. Not Midday Raisa, it'd be Midday Rabbanan. It has a din of a Carmelist. It was only when the Yidden were there. And when the Yidden were there, there were 600,000. Without the Taf and without the Noshim. But there's a number 600,000. That's always the Misper of Klai Yisrael. And that's what the number would be. So the Eish Oimrim, once you're going down the road of 16 Amis, once you're going down the road and telling me Eini Mekura, and you're telling me it has to be Mefulish Mishai L'Shar, I'll tell you another criteria. That it has to have 600,000 people there. And if you don't have 600,000 people there, it's not going to be considered a Rosh Hashanah. What's the Makar to this sheet? It's a Yesh Oimrim. It sounds like not everybody holds that way. It's only a Yesh Oimrim. So the truth is, Rashi says it in Erevin, Davavam and Aleph. Rashi in Erevin, Davavam and Aleph, Rosh Hashanah, Mashma, Rochav Sheches Reyama, V'ir Shemitsuyim Ba, Shishim Riboy, V'Eim Ba Chayim Ba, V'Shahoy Rosh Hashanah, Shalom Mechuvim, Mishar L'Shar, She'im Mefulish, Demel Adigvei Midbar. You have to go through that Rashi a little bit better. But one thing Rashi says for sure, the Irshem Mitsuyimba, Shishim Riba. In order for something to be a Rosh Hashanah, you need 600,000 people there. Rashi says the same thing later in the Masechta, Daf Nun Tes Amid Aleph. Irshal Yachid, Zak Rashi, Shalai Hayu Nichnasim Batamin, Samich Riba Yishal Bnei Yadim. Veloy Chashiva Rosh Hashanah, Deloy Dami Ladigle Midbar. Tosfos says in the Masechta Shabbos, Daf Vav Amid Beis as well. Mach Mektas, the Ein Rosh Hashanah, Elim Kein Mitsuyin Shom, Shishim. The bottom line is that we have two definitions in the Shulchan Aruch of what a Rosh Hashanah is. We have the definition that everybody accepts. It has to be 16 amos wide. There can't be a roof on top. And it has to have either no wall or even if there's a wall, mefulish mishar l'shar, that's okay. There's a Yesh Oimrim that says you also have to have 600,000 people there. And if you don't have the 600,000 people, it's not going to be considered a Rosh Hashanah. Now, in terms of defining 600,000, that's actually something that's very, very complicated. The Mechaber's Lashon is, V'yesh Oimrim she'en shishim riboy oivrim boy b'chol yoyim. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Ki pasti b'chala rishonim ha'imdim b'shita zu v'loy niska b'devreim t'naizeh." Rak shiu mitzuyin sham shishin riboy. So the Mechaber threw everybody for a loop here, where the Mechaber said that it's not enough. You have 600,000 people there. You need 600,000 people that are over by b'chal yoyim. And again, the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, is "Ki pasti b'chala rishonim ha'imdim b'shita zu v'loy niska b'devreim t'naizeh." I couldn't find it anywhere. But in terms of how you define the 600,000, that's a big shaila. You need 600,000 people living in the city in the entire area. 600,000 people that are actually going through the road. The Mechaber says, "B'chol yoyim, what if people are traveling in a car, or once upon a time they were in a horse and buggy? Are they considered to be in a reshus of themselves? Because at the end of the day, they're mukaf mechitzas, right? The car itself could have a din of a reshus ayachid. Or maybe no, they're lamaisa being over through the reshus rav." So there's so many different details as it relates to this, but I want to keep this very, very high level. And that is, we have two shitas in the Shulchan Aruch. Whether you have an area that meets the criteria of a Rosh Hashanah, but you don't have 600,000 people going through that every day. What is the halacha? Does it have a din of a Rosh Hashanah, or does it not have a din of a Rosh Hashanah? So the bottom line is, it's two shita. So what are you supposed to do? The Taz on this halacha in Erechaim Simon Shin Mem Hei says that he went ahead and he counted up all the shitas. He said, there's many people that bring this Yeshayimim, Rashi and Tosfos most notably, but there's other Rishayimim as well. And you have all the other shitas that say otherwise. So he says, but being that the shitas that hold that you need 600,000 are the rabbin, al-kain. Ha-machmer, if somebody wants to be machmer, and he wants to say that even if you don't have 600,000 people, still this area is going to have a din of a reshus rabbin, yachmer la'atzmai. You can take on that chumra for yourself. But be'in bi'yodai limchois. You can't be moicha v'mashenoyagim achshav ka'oysan sh'arabim makilin kein nirali. So the Taz comes out and he says that if you want to be machmer and you don't want to take on this shita of the yeshayimim, that's fine. You don't have to. But at the same time, yachmer la'atzmoy, be'in bi'yodai limchois. He has no places to be moicha. You can't go be moicha against somebody. If somebody wants to say that I think that unless you have 600,000 people going there, it doesn't have a din of a reshus rabbim, even though it's a major machloik, but at the end of the day, you yourself, you have no right to be moicha. Azoy zok tetah, stating that, if you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. So he brings the two shitas. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, u'inyan halacha, midas ha-mechaber, from the language of the Shulchan Aruch, the kosav dey azu rak b'shem yeshayimrim, that he brought the shita of, you need 600,000 or for it to be a reshus rabbim, as the yesh oimrim, mashmad v'lahalacha v'yisfir lekein. It sounds like he didn't really hold it a shita, because this is a klal. Whenever the mechaber brings two shitas, the yesh oimrim is always the second opinion. It's the lesser of the two. And being that he brought it as the yesh oimrim, so it sounds like the mechaber didn't really hold that way l'halacha. Umikamakim says the Mishnah Berurah, ein banu kayach limchais b'yad ha-soimchan al deyazo. You can't be soimich on people. You can't be moich on people that want to argue that something's only called a reshus rabbim if you have 600,000 people. The deyazo gamkin loy dasi chidohi. It's not only the das of a yachid. K'moishu k'safti b'bir halacha. V'kein tzididu kama achroinim. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'chol ban nefesh yachmer la'atzmai. So the Taz's lashon was hamachmer yachmer la'atzmai. The Mishnah Berurah added a wrinkle. He said kol ban nefesh yachmer la'atzmai. Now the Mishnah Berurah references in this short piece the Bir Halacha. If you take a look in the Bir Halacha is much longer, and the Bir Halacha says that he thinks the Taz had his list of who the makilim and who the machmirim were, and he was relying on the Beis Yosef's list. Beis Yosef put together, he compiled the list. He had the Rishonim that say 600,000, otherwise it's not a Rishus Rabbim, and he had the Rishonim that said you don't need 600,000 in order for it to be considered a Rishus Rabbim. But the Bir Halacha says the Beis Yosef's list was an incomplete list. I mean, the Taz went through the Beis Yosef's list, and he did some math, Nimnu v'gamru, and this is the number that he came up with. But he said the truth is, there's a much longer list. He said, I'm going to give you the extensive list. And he goes through, and he has this long list of Rishonim, it's kedai to see it inside. He goes, all the Rishonim that are makel, meaning that you need 600,000 in order for it to be a Rishus Rabbim, and all that are machmer, then no, even if you don't have 600,000, it's still going to be considered a Rishus Rabbim. And the list of the machmirim is much longer than the list of the makilim. Says the Bir Halacha, mikol zeh muchach. From all of this, it's clear to me. It's pasha to me that you have to be machmer like kidei Rishonim. Mikol makoyim, ein banu kayach limchais b'yad ha-makilim. That's what the Bir Halacha says. Bottom line, with this background, with the understanding that there's a machloikis in Erev and Daf Chav Beis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, which is a machloikis between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, with the Asim Mechitz, Rabbi Mevatim Mechitza, Oloy Asim Rabbi Mevatim Mechitza, where the stima of the Shulchan Aruch is Asim Rabbi Mevatim Mechitza, we passing like Rabbi Yehuda. With the understanding that there's a machloikis rishonim, two days in Shulchan Aruch, in Eruchaim Simen Shin Mem Hesiv Katan Zayin, whether something's considered a Rishos HaRabim only if you have 600,000 people that go there every day, or even if it doesn't have 600,000 people going there every day. And the bottom line is, Mechar brings it as two dais, and there's so many Rishonim on one side, so many Rishonim on the other side. The Taz's list had more Makilim, the Bir Halacha's list had a lot more Machmirim, but the bottom line is, knowing that there's two dais. So the Mishkan of Yaakov sat down in the early 19th century, and he wrote a letter to Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, and he told him, Ribbono Shalom, I don't know what's going on over here. I don't understand how people are making Eruvin in major cities. He said, the way they're making Eruvin is with Tzuras HaPesach. How else are you going to be Ma'arav in a major city? Can't make an Eruvin in a major city by building walls and closing them at night. That's not feasible. So what you do is you make the same Eruv HaTzeris that you make in your cul-de-sac or in your bungalow colony. You're going to put up poles and strings, and that's the way you Ma'arav the area with a Tzuras HaPesach. The problem is, he said, we paskin, it's Aloch and Shulchan Aruch, Asi Rabbim Mevatel Mechitzta. So if Asi Rabbim Mevatel Mechitzta, so if that's the case, that's not a good Mechitzta. No, what are you going to tell me? Asi Rabbim Mevatel Mechitzta is only for a Rishos HaRabim. Because when we learned the Gemara, we saw the Rishonim say that the only time you say Asi Rabbim Mevatel Mechitzta is if you need the Mechitzta Midrashah. But if I only need the Mechitzta Midrabbanon, it's not a problem. Meaning, so if I need the Mechitza Midei Reis, if this is a Rishos HaRabim, it's a problem. If I only need the Mechitza Midei Rabbanon, it's not going to be a problem. But the Mishkan Nes Yaakov came now back with a left. And he said, these big cities are all Rishos HaRabim. There's no question they're Rishos HaRabim. How do I know they're Rishos HaRabim? Because they're 16 Amos wide, they're in a Mekur, and they're a foolish Mishah L'Shah. Oh, you're going to tell me because there's a Yesh Oimrim that says 600,000, and we're going to start doing a census, and we're going to try to figure out the 600,000? He said, you're going to be Soymich on that? You're going to get involved in this Shaila? You're going to start building a Reuven in major cities, being Soymich on a Yesh Oimrim in the Shulchan Aruch? Yeah, the Taz says that you could be Soymich on it, the Inbiyodei Limchais, but as a Rav of a Shtot, how do you have a right to go ahead and build an Erev like that? Where at the end of the day, based on the Shulchan Aruch, it's a problem. So Mishkan Es Yaakov said, it's keneged the halacha. He says, I understand. Asi Rabbim Mevata Mechitzis, you can't be Ma'arav Rishos HaRabim with a Tzuras HaPesach, just like you can't make Pasi B'Royis in the middle of Rishos HaRabim. And we hold that all these big cities are Rishos HaRabim. And to stop being Soymich on all these coolers, he says, I'm very not comfortable with it. And he said, to me, I don't really understand it. The Maisa, he sent this to the Beis Ephraim. And the Beis Ephraim sent him a response. He didn't just send him a response. The response to the Beis Ephraim was just as long as the letter that the Mishkan Es Yaakov sent the Beis Ephraim. And they went back and forth. They were shakal v'tari. But in short, and this is fascinating, in short, the Beis Ephraim wrote back to the Mishkan Es Yaakov that I disagree with you on both points. Number one, you're telling me that Allah is Asi Rabbim Mevatel Mechitzas. I disagree. I think that Allah is Lo Asi Rabbim Mevatel Mechitzas. I don't think we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda. I think we paskin like Rabbi Lazar and the Chacham. That's number one. Number two, you're telling me Rishus HaRabim is even from 600,000 people? I don't agree. I think you need 600,000 people there in order for something to be considered a Rishus HaRabim. Now the truth is, and I heard this from a big Talmud Chacham, a tremendous Balki Nerevin, who went through these Truvas. He said, if you go through the Beis Ephraim's Truvas, it's clear. His Lashon was that the Iker Kempf of the Beis Ephraim was not 600,000. If anything, he wasn't so comfortable with that. He wasn't going to write his Truva and be Matur all these Eruvim based on the fact that it's not a Rishos HaRabim. But he held the halacha that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that Asi Rabim Mevatel Mechitzas, but we paskin like the Chachamim that Loi Asi Rabim Mevatel Mechitzas. So just like a Tzuras HaPesach that the Rabim goes through is considered a good Mechitza for a Carmelist, it's considered a good Mechitza for a Shus HaRabim as well. The problem is the Shulchan Aruch says not that way, right? It's a Mefurish Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. We read it. It's in Simon Shin Samach Dalet, Siv Cotton Beis, the Mechaber Paskin's Mefurish. There's no Shiloh. The Mechaber Paskin's Mefurish, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Asi Rabim Mevatel Mechitzas. But the Beis Ephraim, who was Koichai Gadol Bahira, he undermined the Shulchan Aruch. He said, I disagree with the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. How do you have a right to do that? How do you have a right to do that? See, he was mefalful, all the different Rishonim, and he had raised, the Rosh didn't mean that, the Rif didn't mean this, and the Rishonim, and he went through the Chachmei Asfard, and then he went through the Rishonim from Ashkenaz and from Tzorfas. It's fascinating. He literally went through one after another, all the Rishonim that he felt were of the opinion that Lo Asi Rabim Mevatel Mechitzas. The Shulchan Aruch is not, I mean, it's a problem. The Torah, the Mechaber, right, they all seem to say not that way. But at the end of the day, it seems like he was coming from the and Klal Yisrael. And the fact is that the Minig always was to be Ma'arav major cities. And if the Minig was to be Ma'arav major cities, they must have been relying on something. Minig Yisrael Torah, and as a result, he said, must be the halacha really is. Loi Asi, either Shulchan Aruch says, not the way, I hear it's a kasha. But the bottom line is, Loi Asi Rabim Umavata Mechitzis. B'mila Macherim. In other words, the Mishkan Es Yaakov held, you can't be Ma'arav a major city. It's not possible. Because the only way to be Ma'arav it practically is with a Tzuras HaPesach. Asi Rabim Umavato Mechitzos, and every major city has a din of a Rishos Rabim. So it's not a gate, it's very simple. The Beis Ephraim held no. He held, even if you're going to accept that every major city has a din of a Rishos Rabim, which I'm not sure about because there is a Yesh Haimrim, but even if you're going to accept it, I disagree with you. Why Asi Rabim Umavato Mechitzos? Why can't you just look in the Shulchan Aruch? 100 pages this way, 100 pages that way, open up a Shulchan Aruch. You know what the problem is? Because the Minig and Klal Yisrael was not like the Shulchan Aruch. And that was an impetus to have to think out of the box a little bit and to try to figure out what's going on. But the bottom line is, the Mishkanes Yaakov was coming from the Shulchan Aruch. That's where he was coming from. And the Beis Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, where he was coming from was the Minig and Klal Yisrael. And the Mishkanes Yaakov was championing the Shulchan Aruch. He said, at the end of the day, why is Hilchas Erevin different than any other sugi and shas? The bottom line is, I don't believe you can open up, go through the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Erevin and walk away and be comfortable making an Erevin a major city. Then you're going to be relying on Yesh Oimrins. I don't believe it. Like the Mishnah Berurah says, like the Bir Halacha says, he says, I don't see how anyone can be comfortable with that. Beis Ephraim said, Lamaisa, this is the way it's been for hundreds of years. There were chash of the cities in Klal Yisrael where they had it, and must be that there is another way to look at it. And like we mentioned earlier, this is just the introduction.